calling it quits. I'm gonna wrap myself in the arms of the Rio Grande Canyon, float down the twisted dam. I've gotta get out of here, I've gotta get out of here. The smoke's making it harder to breathe. Sagebrush and I, we see eye to eye, and a hard rain is never guaranteed.
Hen House Prowlers here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our internet streams, our own feed, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number 631-359-8728.
I used to drive a Cadillac right down the passing lane. I drove it around that city till it drove me insane. So I swapped it for a pickup truck that I could drive out on the range. But when I saw that beautiful country, I sold that truck for change. Now I just drive cattle from a leather-seated saddle. Comes equipped with four-leg drive, long as she can stay alive. Always have the windows down as I go riding around with the radio ringing. Or am I just singing? First gear is walking, second gear is a trot. Lope and gallop are three and four, but we don't use those a lot. She's got a one horsepower engine and her shocks ain't worth a darn. But I'd rather have her out with me than parked in some old barn. So I just drive cattle from a leather-seated saddle. Comes equipped with four-leg drive, long as she can stay alive. Always have the windows down as I go riding around with the radio ringing. Or am I just singing? Safety rated, even comes voice activated. The giddy up will get her to go. They hit the brakes, just yell out, whoa, Nelly. Now I just drive cattle from a leather-seated saddle. Comes equipped with four-leg drive, long as she can stay alive. Always have the windows down as I go riding around. Radio ringing, or am I just singing? With the radio ringing, or am I just singing songs that keep her right on course? Cause she's a highfalutin, rootin, tootin, slow commutin, non-pollutin, one horsepower, 2 miles an hour, one horsepower, horse.
The Okie Dokie Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The tune is called One Horsepower. And the Sound Hound doesn't want to be left out. He will come by in just a moment to offer this week's sound for you to solve.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Thank you to Linda and Ken for your generous support of SLB. Also, our thanks to Barbara and Rick. We appreciate your support. We don't always remember to let you know that we're a nonprofit entity able to bring you commercial-free programming. Your support helps our youth media programs, and we're grateful for it.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
I should have mentioned that Rick and Barbara are in Highland Park, and Ken and Lynn are in Regent Square. Thanks also to Mark and Slippery Rock for your contribution. Well, now the Sound Hound has come by. And the Sound Hound would very much like to challenge you with the sound that he's brought. Let me try to get it away from him. Easy. Sounds like Tigger, doesn't he? Dustbowl Jack's Tigger, who you heard growling a few moments ago. And here is the sound. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here it is one more time. 412-200-5975. If you're listening in stereo, that sound moves from left to right in your head or on your speakers. Do you know what it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's Sound Hound puzzle.
It feels like all you have is gone. You wished on birthday candles, stars, and on the moon. None of your wishes has come true. But I believe this time they do. Because I'm here now, and you're here now. Stand tall, reach deep, find strength in the company you keep. One friend is how we start. I will hold your hope in my a hand or shared a bit when you need. forgotten how that worked. Did the wisdom of the ages get locked away? They choose who should go and who should stay. But I think we can change that today. Because you're here now, and I'm here now. Stand tall, reach deep, find strength in the company you keep. One friend is how we start. I will hold your hope in my heart. I will hold your hope in my heart.
Friction Farm. Stand tall, reach deep, the song. And a lot of guesses are coming in, including a few correct guesses. Let me share who we've heard from so far. Barb and Oakmont got it correct immediately. And Rich in Edinburgh also knew the sound that we were looking for. Tegan and Larkin both thought it sounded like a garbage truck. Otis thinks it's a lawnmower. And Drew, who wrote to represent the family, thinks it's a truck going over railroad tracks. All good guesses. The last of those is somewhat heading in the right direction. John in Economy came up with it being a crash of thunder and lightning. Not that. Tommy thought it could be pouring rocks or gravel from a bucket or wheelbarrow. It's not that. Good guess. 412-200-5975. Jim has a guess of pouring sand into a sandbox or a roulette wheel. Neither of those things. Some more guesses are coming in, Tom. And McCandless thought it might be distant thunder. Not that. And Larry at Elwood City said, it sounds like the sound hub just delivered a load of firewood next door, and notes that they heat with wood. Not that. Here it is one more time. I think the end of the sound is probably the most helpful. We'll give you some music to continue thinking by. From the Sodom Scene, and hopefully we'll have an answer to our Soundhound puzzle soon.
I was born to sing a good time song, you know that nothing used to bring me down. Till the day I fell in love with you, and baby, that's the day I found you.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Does a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues. Go on, woman, get out of here. You know I don't want to see your face. All the things you're doing, that this boy's mine, it's an absolute disgrace.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh, Lord, does a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Thank you.
my love and lost my heart. You can't believe me when I tell you.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues, oh Lord. 'Cause a good time man like me
ain't got no
business singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues, oh Lord. 'Cause a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Jim Croce is interpreted by the Sodom Scene. Our number is 412-200-5975. You can text us or call us at that number. You can also call us at 1-888-752-7234. Brian had a guess of a streetcar. Kind of on the right track, although that when I tell you you're well, you are on the right track. Here is the sound once again. 412-200-5975. I'm hoping you might be able to come up with the correct answer. We're getting close to reviewing it to you. There are a few more for me to share with you, some incorrect guesses that might be able to help you narrow it down. Patrick thinks it's something moving down a conveyor made of rollers. You are so close. Drew thinks it's a freight train rolling through the north side. You are also close. Stuart McCandless thought of a pinball machine. Jim and Crafton Heights just got the correct answer. I mentioned before that the sound, if you've got headphones on or are listening in stereo, it sounds like it's moving from left to right. If only I could lean my head all the way over to one side, it would more sound like it was going up and down, which is the way it was meant to sound. 412-200-5975 to solve our Soundhound puzzle. I negotiated with the Soundhound, listen carefully, for this bit of sound. Which would have immediately preceded the part that you heard. 412-200-5975. Oh, what a good guess from Drew. The incline. I wish it had been. Jesse just got the correct answer. Well done. And Tommy, you are so close. He guessed an electric train. Jesse is in Point Breeze, by the way. Bill, you got the correct answer just now. Well done. James thinks, James... I almost think we should give it to you. James thinks it's the sound of a rolling train. Drew has the correct answer. Russ has the sound of a garage door opening. That's a great sound. Patrick just got it correct. And Tommy got it correct and notes that he's never been on such a thing. And John and Carrick also just came up with it. Bill in Homer City mentioned trolley. And it looks like, not surprisingly, Carla, and Brian each have the correct answer. They're both really good at this game. Hello, Carla.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
A little bit of help on this one, but oh my gosh, I knew it was a vehicle at the beginning, and I was going to see like boat and going through lock and train going over some sort of a term, you know, switch, and then I thought roller coaster.
It's a
roller coaster, and the reason I had trouble recognizing this sound, roller coasters are not my favorite thing. I don't ride them because they just mess around with my equilibrium. I just don't care for them, so I don't go to amusement parks that often. So that's probably why I missed it.
Tommy said he's never been on a roller coaster in his whole life. I remember my first one, and it was not a good experience. And I was maybe 5 or 6. But I grew to like them in high school, as long as they don't make me go upside down or backwards, I'm fine. Maybe someday I'll adjust to that, but for the time being, that's about my limit. But the Thunderbolt at Kennywood, the Jackrabbit, the Racer, those are all, to me, a lot of fun riding on those.
Yeah, for me, the bumper cars are about my speed because I can control them and it gives me a chance to drive, which blind people usually don't get. And it's sort of fun to bump into people because I know I'm not going to hurt them. You know,
we
have a lot of fun doing that, you know. And I used to ride my bike when I was a kiddo. My bike's name was Racing Dawn, and I'd ride it in the woods and go down hills and all that. And my brothers used to say, how can you do that kind of stuff and not like a roller coaster? And I said, well, the difference is I'm controlling the wheels and I'm controlling the ride. You know, I'm doing it. It's not being done to me. I know what's coming. You know?
That's Ricky's commentary about flying, even though she is not a pilot. She says, if I could control the plane, I would feel better about flying. And I can see that with the roller coaster, too. You feel like you're in somebody else's hands rather than your own. So that makes a lot of sense.
And I don't really even care for the people movers at the airport. And although I'm going to be a little bit sad when we lose our people mover, I usually go through on a wheelchair because I would have sea legs if I couldn't get a seat and I couldn't hold on to a, you know, I have to stand and hold on to a bar. I'm just, you know, stumbling around like a drunken sailor, you know, at the end. Oh, I'm a disaster waiting to happen. But
I don't think it'll be that bad. Well, the new airport is supposed to have really good features from what we understand. I've not been there yet. They've had a few tours of what it's going to look like when it's all done. But hopefully they'll have good ways for people to get from hither to yon.
Yes, I can remember when the present one came into being in 1992 in the fall, in October. I think it was October the 1st. They had a tour, and you got to go through and do shopping, ride the people mover, and I did that. And then on the 15th, it opened, you know, for flights and things. And I remember that. I remember the old airport before that, what it was like. So it's going to be interesting to see. I just hope they don't get rid of curbside check-in, because I'd be in trouble if they did, because I used to just have people drop me off so they don't have to park their cars and then come around and pick me up when I come home, you know.
I can't imagine they would get rid of that. I think anything they can do to make it more convenient, that's probably what they want to do. Well done. A charge to you. And as always, it's good to check in.
It's good to check in with you, too. And you tell Ricky if she needs help with those French nouns, I can give her help.
I'll let her know. We mentioned last week, Ricky's been working on learning French. And is doing remarkably well. Brian is here. Brian knew the correct answer as well. Brian, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
There you are.
Yeah, Hey, what's up, Larry? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome. It's a roller coaster. I'm a huge fan of coasters. I used to love, remember the Steel Phantom?
Yes.
Back in the 90s when it would go up and turn and have the big drop, you know?
That's one I've never been on. That one was a little too much for me, at least.
and it would jerk your head around, you know, too, and stuff, you know.
Yeah, the ones, I would say the Thunderbolt, which is too much for a lot of people because it's so fast, but I always liked the Thunderbolt and the Jackrabbit, probably are my favorites. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're talking about roller coasters.
Kennywood.
Folks may be wondering, we're talking about these things as if they were household names. To most people in our area, they are. Alain thought that sound was like coal being delivered into a basement through a metal chute. And
at first, I thought it was one of those streetcars.
You're not the only one. Jim thought it was a streetcar. So did Bill in Luciusboro, Pennsylvania. Tommy came up with a roller coaster. And here is a brigadier whose name we don't have. Ending in 86, his phone number does. And he came up with the sound of a roller coaster, too.
Nice. Hey, you guys be cool and you guys enjoy those roller coaster temperatures. It's supposed to get hot next week, too, don't forget.
They're
in the 90s, you know?
There are roller coaster temperatures. You're exactly right. Thank you, Brian. Congratulations to you if you came up with roller coaster. Do you want to hear the sound? One more time. There it is. And maybe it would have been helpful if you heard more of it. We missed that part. We shared this part. We did not share the end. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in 10 minutes.
Get your tickets here. Smell the popcorn everywhere. It's a perfect Sunday at the park. We can see it now. We get closer, it gets bigger. Now it's our turn. The bar goes down, get ready. Down, 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 down. We're going up, 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 up. Hey. just one ride, just one reason we are here, and it's our turn. Bar goes down, get ready, here we go. We're on a roller coaster, baby, yeah. We're on a roller coaster, baby, yeah. We're on a roller coaster, baby, yeah. We're going up, 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 up. Down, 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 down. We're going up, 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 up. Down, 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 down.
Kira, Willie at the Saturday Light Brigade. We did not feed the sound hound, so we'll give him a little food. I did give him some water while that song was playing. There you go. Easy boy. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Easy now. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never need to drop a nickel in at all.
Gina Furtado at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in just a few seconds. Thank you for joining us today. How are you listening? Are you listening to one of our FM stations? We're proud to be associated with a lot of great radio stations serving communities, and thank you for tuning in. Maybe you are listening online. Every phone with good internet service has become a pocket radio, and we appreciate your listening that way. And you can also listen if you don't have good internet service. We have a number that you can call. Sometimes you need to call it a second time, but if you call the number, you'll hear us. Now, make sure you have unlimited long distance, because long distance rates would apply. But that number is 631-359-8728, 631-359-8728. 1-800-878. And while I'm going over some basic SLB 101 activities, or I should say primers, a primer on SLB, here's hoping that you'll participate. This is not a closed club. We mentioned people by name. Some folks here have been listening for many years, some for a few months. Maybe you're relatively new. We hope you'll play along, and our Afterthoughts puzzle is going to give you a chance to do just that in a moment.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Good morning to Patrick in Stanton Heights, and good morning to Gail in Stanton Heights. Gail decided to make SLB the object of a birthday fundraiser on Facebook, and Gail, we're really appreciative of your doing that. It was fun to see that you did that, a nice surprise. Let's give you a chance now. Are you ready? We're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Afterthought Puzzle. We will give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. Are you ready? The three words are sleep, cat, and side. Sleep, cat, and side. One word fits immediately after those three. Do you think you know what that one word is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good morning to Ralph and Donna and Crabtree. Ralph, thank you for your message about the Soundhound. Patrick, thanks for responding to my interest. He listens at 88.3 FM on the radio. Then after dropping off their son, they switch to streaming. And that would be as they head a little bit east of Monroeville. John and Addie in East Deer have a guess on our Afterthoughts puzzle. And guess what? They got it. How about you? 412-200-5975. Sleep, cat, and side. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows those three. And we hope you'll play along with us for 1-200-5975. Kids, adults, and everybody in between are welcome to call.
Thank you. night's been driving. Another night, another show. This past year has taught me one thing. I've not lived enough to know. There's two things that I love best. It's picking tunes and heading west. I'm saving up a little cash. I've got to pave my own path. So I'll be headed north again, following the trails of where I've been. And I can't wait to get home.
To Gap from the group Cane Mill Road here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Things have been quite busy. Thank you for joining us this morning as we have our Afterthoughts puzzle going right now. Wow. Very, very busy. So our words again, let me repeat those. What word follows? Sleep, as in good night, I'm going to sleep. Cat and side. Sleep, cat, and side. One word naturally follows those. Gail noted you could add cross as a clue, and I'm going to add duck as a clue. Duck. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Jaylene and Mike. Nice to have you tuned in. Sophia in Slippery Rock has a guess of eye. Eye is not what we had in mind, but sleep eye, side eye, and cat eye. I see where you're coming from. Not quite. Oh, cross eye almost works too, doesn't it? That's interesting. So we'll add cross and duck, and I'm going to add board is a clue. B-O-A-R-D. So we have sleep, cat, sod, cross, duck, and board. One word naturally follows those three. A correct answer just coming in from Vanessa and Larry in Elwood City. John in Economy Borough came up with the correct answer. James in Freiburg says Bob would be a clue to some, yes. Tom in McCandless got the correct answer. And Tommy suggests we add brisk, cake, and power. John and Addie got the correct answer. I think I mentioned that. I'm all caught up. 412-200-5975. Drew has the correct answer. Aline in Maine has got it. Not I or I'd. Those are good guesses. Trish in Cooksburg got it. Let's leave it open for just another moment or two. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows sleep, cat, and side, and we are going to add some other clues. Cross, duck, board, J would be another clue, or cake. That's another clue as well. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here's some music to think by. You can also reach us at 1-888-7-527-234. Ross just got it.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending song of love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, smile for each other from now on. Feels so good I can hardly stand it. A never-ending love for you. From now
we've been.
I thought that song would never, well, you know what I was going to say, that's never ending love, done there by Appalachian Swing.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears. Where am I?
Pudge just got the correct answer. And Mike and Jaylene figured it out. They got it too.
I'm talking about all your secrets.
As did Mike and Mars and Bob of Freedom.
You're on the radio too.
John and Carrick.
You're on the radio.
And I believe I've mentioned all of the other correct answers, with the exception
who is sitting beside us
of
he's on the radio.
Jim in Crafton Heights. Jim, we gave you your own theme song here.
I know, I love it.
You figured out the correct answer. What did you get?
Walk.
Walk is that's absolutely correct. Well done.
Do you have Santo and Johnny queued up?
I don't. Which song are you thinking of?
Sleepwalk.
Oh, that would have been a very good answer. a very good thing to play, but I don't have that. But a good guess. What you're hearing, I have a mouse here in front of me, which just stopped working, which is not a good thing. because
no.
it potentially means you and I are going to need to talk on the radio. Oh, hi. For the next few moments or so, Ricky just, she was looking at me. It was like I was Lassie. And she was Timmy, and I was saying, looking at her, saying, battery, I need a mouse battery so I can do a mousectomy operation on this mouse that I have in front of me. It actually...
Give me a battery.
I think... it started working. Boy, is she going to be mad. Back, Ricky, it started working again. Are you all right? She reached her target heart rate. Here, I'll take it just in case. Jim, I'm going to put a fresh battery in this mouse.
Never hurts to have a backup. No.
No, and I think I'm about to get an assault against me to go with this. Here, let me put this battery in just in case. Make a note. Maybe a battery mouse was not a good look for a radio studio. You know? Well, you got it.
As Dan Hicks would say, you think like hosting a radio show and stuff is easy. It's not.
No.
Thank you.
It's something. Any plans for you this week? And Ruth got the correct answer too. Ruth in Greenfield. I'm glad she's tuned in.
Oh, yeah. We have much running around to do, but I think that given the heat, there might be a trip to the creek for the dogs.
Ah, very nice. Very, very nice. Well, well deserved. The cats are just lying around in their make-believe savanna on the back porch. They enjoy every bit of time they can spend back there. So
yeah, they just went, you know, both of them, Coco and Sydney, went into their respective crates. Like Roombas going back to recharge.
That makes sense. It's like their little station of peace to go back there. Oh, my. Well, thank you for getting me through the battery crisis. Thanks.
There
take care.
Go. There you go.
Congratulations if you came up with... Walk, that's the word we were looking for. Ricky, you feeling okay? She's doing fine.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You want to do the hums together?
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
There's not enough humming in today's music.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash, Carla, gave the clue of Nature Walk. And hello to Will in Clarion City. Will, we do not have the song you requested. My apologies, but thank you for being with us. Also, hello to Ed, who is tuned in Kaiser, West Virginia. Happy anniversary to Ed and Barb. And I believe I acknowledged Ruth and Pudge for coming up with the correct answer, walk, to our Afterthoughts puzzle. Now it's time for Saturday Light Brigade birthdays. Larry of Elwood City, happy birthday to you from your wife, Vanessa, and your friends at SLB. Happy birthday also to Eric of Gibsonia, Nathaniel from Sarah, Regis, and Annie, Anna from Kate, Dave, and Lori, and Merritt Lay of Conequenessing from your family. Tomorrow it's Ruth of O'Hara Township, Jenna of Bridgeville, John of Lacey, Washington, Amanda of Squirrel Hill, and Melissa of the South Side. Coming up on August 11th, we have Debbie of Poland, Ohio, from Rich, Ryan, Derek, Alex, Mira, and us, Spencer, Nathan of Edgewood, from Mom, Dad, and Jacob, Alexandra, happy birthday to you, from your family, and from Jenny, Sarah, and Brian, and Shannon and Bernard. Have an anniversary. On August 12th, Lorraine of Cheswick, happy birthday to you. Brian, it's his birthday. Eddie of Penny Holes for Mom and Dad and Maddie. Jessica from Nathan, Martha, and Richard. Also on the 12th, we have Chris of Verona and Max of Mount Lebanon. On August 13th, Russell of Zelenople from your family, Sean, Mike in Valencia from Angela, Alexandra, and Nick. Elizabeth of Bethel Park, and Everly of Rochester, Pennsylvania, from Amanda and Rob